You are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor At Bossoff. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Good morning, all you beautiful people. As I walked into this place today, I saw all your beautiful faces wherever you are. And I want to tell you that we may be separated physically, but we are one in the spirit yet today in Jesus' name. And God is with us today. He is Emmanuel, and we are not in a place of defeat. We may be in a lockdown, but we are not locked out of the love of God and of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the presence of Jesus. So I want to tell you that everything is going to be okay. I want to tell you that God is in control of your tomorrow and of your future. And today I have a word that will inspire and encourage you in Jesus' name. So first, I want to welcome all the TBN viewers with us today. Welcome to One Gospel today. Welcome to our YouTube viewers. Welcome to our live stream viewers. Welcome to our Facebook viewers. Welcome to our online viewers today, Church Online. Amen. Hallelujah. So good to have you with us. Please talk to us, connect with us on social media. We know that God's got great plans. And I know that even in this time, God is busy working. And there's a lot of naysayers out there. There's a lot of people out there that just want to take God out of the equation. But I cannot, because I know Him. And there was a time that I was blind, but now I see. There was a time that I was lost, but now I'm found. There was a time I did not know, but now I know that Jesus Christ is alive. Hallelujah. And although the world may all want us to say there is no God, or where is your God, I want to tell you today that God is still alive, and God is still on the throne, and Jesus Christ is still risen, and you still have a future, and you still have a hope in Jesus' name. If you believe it today, say a big amen wherever you are in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. You may take your seat. And a fist bump in the spirit this morning, a big love, a Bluetooth fist bump for you, all of you, a Bluetooth high five, and a love in the spirit to each and every one of you. I love you. I miss you dearly, and I know that all the pastors are missing their people. So please stay in contact with your pastor. Stay in tune with what your pastor is saying, not just this pastor, whatever church you are from. Pray for your pastor and support your pastor. It's a very traumatic time for pastors. This has never happened, where pastors actually cannot get to their people. We pray that this will be soon over. So my message this morning, to inspire you and to encourage you. Locked down, but not knocked out. Knocked down, but not knocked out. And I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The Bible says in verse 8, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Verse 13, the Apostle Paul says, and since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke, we also believe, and therefore do we speak. In verse 16, he says, therefore we do not lose heart. Verse 18, while we do not look at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things not seen are eternal. And then in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, he says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. The Message Bible, verse 8 and 9 says the following. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we are not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't been broken. The Passion Translation, thank you, Pastor Leon, says the following. He says, though we experience every kind of pressure, we're not crushed. Hallelujah. I'm still breathing. I'm still alive. I still have a future. I still have a tomorrow. God is still on my side. God still says that I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope in Jesus' name. He says, at times we don't know what to do, but quitting is not an option. We are persecuted by others, but God has not forsaken us. We may be knocked down, but we are not knocked out. Locked down, but not knocked out. You know, I want to talk to you today and I want to encourage you because this challenge that the world is facing is real. And maybe you're sitting in a place this morning where you really are overwhelmed by what is happening around you. Maybe you have an overload of information. I don't know. But I want to remind you about some basic things today. And that is that no matter what we face, we don't face our battles alone. No matter how severe the storm, there is always peace on the other side of the storm. There is always light on the other side of the tunnel. So whatever you do, don't allow the lockdown to lock you down on the inside. Don't allow this lockdown to lock you up and to get you to the place of cynicism and negativity and hopelessness. I mean, Paul makes it very clear. He says, we are puzzled or we are perplexed. He says, we are puzzled and bewildered at what is happening, but we are never in despair. Why? Because he says, I have a God that is alive and I have a living hope. I may not understand everything, but I know that God understands everything. I may have been caught off guard, but God has not been caught off guard. I may not know what to do, but I know that God knows what to do. So although I'm perplexed, bewildered, not understanding everything happening in this crazy time, I'm not in despair. I do not lose heart. I do not look at what I see. I do not voice my uncertainty and my unbelief. I hold on to my spirit of faith according to what is written. We believe and therefore do we speak. I want to encourage you today. Watch what you say. Be careful of the words that come out of your mouth because the Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. So we're not going to go around and voice our uncertainties and voice our negativities and voice our fears. No, we are going to stand up in this crisis time. And in this lockdown hour, we are going to draw closer to God and we are going to get wisdom from God and we are going to see great things birthed through this time in Jesus' name. Because there's one thing that I know, that the grave could not lock Jesus down. Jesus rose again. And I want to tell you that the devil and this virus cannot lock your future and cannot stop what God has predestined for you. I don't care how bad it gets. I want to tell you that the time will come that this thing will be over. Because the Bible says in Psalm 30 verse 5, weeping endures for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. After every winter, there is a summer. After every midnight hour, there is a day. After every storm, there is a calm. This trial and this tribulation cannot lock in Jesus' name. Therefore, we are not going to lose hope and we are not going to go run in a corner somewhere and we are not going to have a lockdown, a crisis of despair and discouragement and allow suicidal thoughts to come our way. No, we are going to stand on the mountaintop in the presence of God and we are going to raise our hands, amen, and we are going to turn up the volume of our praise. We are going to turn up the volume of our prayer because Satan has no power over a praying Christian and we are going to turn up the volume of our confession in Jesus' name. I talk to people all the time and I talk to scientists, I talk to political people, I talk to clever people and I know that people have to say what they see and I'm not going against what scientists say or anything. The challenge is real. Like the bills you have to pay, the bills that I have to pay are real. The burden of responsibility remains the same. But I'm not going to allow this lockdown to determine who I become on the inside. You can push me down, but you can't push the life of God out of me. You can knock me down, but you cannot keep me down. In the name of Jesus Christ, because the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of me, and He will lift me out of the miry clay and out of this situation, and I'll come back stronger than ever, more fighting fit than ever, more determined than ever, and everything that I lost you as a businessman, you will recover with the wisdom of God in Jesus' name. I spoke to someone and he said to me, people shouldn't expect things to be the same. Yeah, well, maybe things will not be the same depending on how long this is going to happen. Things will be different, but I believe things will be better over a period of time. This may not be the chapter that we would have written, but remember at the beginning of the year, I said sometimes you read a book and somewhere in this book, you get into a chapter that you never expected. Of course, the cover never tells you about the bad chapters or the sad chapters. And maybe you're sitting in a sad chapter, a challenging chapter, I don't know. But I know that God is still the story writer of your life. And I know that God will still have the final say. And I know that at the end of your life, you will be able to stand and say, for the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. At the end of your life, you will remember this season as a trying season, but you will remember the faithfulness of God. You will remember the protection of God, the provision of God, because let me tell you, my dear friend, that God is faithful. Let me tell you, my dear friend, that God will not leave you and God will not forsake you and God will be with you to the end of time. Oh, come on. If you believe it, shout a big amen and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. So we may be locked down, but we are not knocked out. The fact that you're still moving, the fact that you're listening, means that you have a future and you have a hope. But I want to challenge you today to hold on to a spirit of optimism, even when things maybe become worse and things on media become louder. We're not going to allow this sound to penetrate our hearts and our minds. We are going to stay in faith. Like Paul the Apostle said, he said, we hold on to the same spirit of faith. We do not lose heart. We do not go to a place of despair. We keep on believing. We keep on looking forward. We keep on looking to the plan and the purpose of God. Even though this is a winter season, a trying season, we know that God is faithful. We know that even in the darkest hour, God can cause new creation. God can cause new life. God can cause something beautiful to come from this. And I want to declare this, that this that is happening in the world, whoever caused it, whatever caused it, however it happened, we know that the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And I want to tell you, after this lockdown, the Church of Jesus Christ is going to arise on planet Earth, and we are going to see revival. We are going to see multitudes come to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you believe it, shout a big amen wherever you are. Hallelujah. I mean, you may be watching this program the first time and say, wow, that pastor's loud. Well, I have to be louder than the media and louder than your fear. And you say, why say hallelujah all the time? And why say praise the Lord all the time? Because that's what David did. Well, while David is sharing truths all the time, he says, let's take a praise break so that we can keep our atmosphere right. Let's give God a hallelujah because we're in the presence of God. Let's not get so consumed with knowledge that we miss what this is all about. It's the presence of God. And this is what Paul really is saying, that in the most difficult time, the most difficult season of my life, a season that Paul, very learned intellectual person, did not even understand. He says, I'm puzzled at what's happening. Like many of us, I'm bewildered, but I'm not in despair. I don't know what the future holds, but I know the one who holds the future. That who holds the times. I may feel knocked down, but I'm not knocked out. I'm not forsaken. At times, I may feel abandoned, but I know that God has not abandoned me, and God has not forgotten about me. So I'm not going to allow my spirit to go into a shutdown mode or in a lockdown mode. I'm going to use this time to draw closer to God and to get more revelation from God and to see the plans and the purposes that God has for me. And I'm going to trust the Word of God above my circumstances, because I walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm going to trust that something beautiful will come out of this situation, that God indeed will give me beauty for ashes in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to believe God that on the other side of this crisis, although I cannot even see a week ahead how I'm going to pay my bills, I'm going to trust God that He will make a way where there seems to be no way, that He will open a door where there is no door, that He will send a raven, that He will send a widow, that He will make a plan of provision that I never even thought of. So I'm not going to go into a place of worry, into a place of defeat on the inside, because it's your spirit man that sustains you in a difficult time. So, I mean, pastors are not part of essential services, but really, the spiritual welfare and well-being of people are more important than anything else. Because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We live by the word of God. So we do our best to steer you back to a place of rest and calm, reminding you of the promises of God. So when the storm blows a little bit harder, I was sitting in my home last night and there was this huge storm in Tshwane. And I thought, can the wind blow any stronger? And it did. Eventually I thought, my house is going to blow away. Thank God it never did, because it's built on a rock. And so your life is not going to blow away and your life is not going to fall apart, no matter how things seem, because it's built upon the rock, Jesus Christ himself, who is unmovable and who will sustain you and walk you through your valley and keep you from the fire in Jesus' name. I want to encourage you to hold on to hope. I want to encourage you to hold on to your faith and to hold on to your confession, because he who promised is faithful. So our needs are real. We have to pay salaries. We have to pay accounts. We have to make sure things still happen after this lockdown. But we are not going to look at all this through a spirit of intimidation. We are going to trust God for wisdom, that God will navigate your business. God will show you how to rebudget, because in God's presence, wisdom comes. Not only are we trusting God for a miraculous provision, but we are trusting God for wisdom and for favor, so that you can come through this valley on the other side unhinged. Not unhinged, I mean. Walking in the plan and the path that God has predestined for you. So, no matter where you are, no matter how you feel today, I want to speak words of comfort, that God is with you and God is for you, and that God cares about you, and that God's ears are open to your prayers, and that God will never abandon you, that he is your good shepherd, and he will lead you through this valley to the other side. It may seem hopeless. Well, it seemed hopeless to Paul. It seemed hopeless to Job. Think about him for a moment. A blameless man, the Bible says, upright in his generation, one who feared God. And in one day, a storm hit his life like I've never heard anybody else go through a storm. In one day, he lost all his servants. He lost all his possessions. He lost his business. He lost his wealth. He lost his family, his sons and his daughters. Eventually, he lost his health. And he sat in a corner, cutting himself or scratching himself with a piece of a pot because he was so in pain, throwing ashes upon himself in mourning. He lost his family. And his wife comes to him and she says to him, why do you hold on to your integrity? Why do you hold on to your faith? Why don't you curse this God and die? And guess what Job did? Exactly the opposite. He didn't curse God. He did not quit on God. He did not quit on his destiny. The Bible says he fell to the ground and he worshiped God. You see, in our lowest moments, we have a decision to make. When all hell breaks loose, we have to do what Habakkuk says. Even though there be no herd in the stall, even there be no wine on the vineyards, even if there is no food, even if there is nothing, yet will I joy in the God of my salvation. I'm not going to allow my spirit to go into lockdown in Jesus' name. I'm going to shut the negativity out, and I'm going to keep the spirit of praise and the spirit of prayer alive in my heart, because I know that God is in control, and that I will live again, and I will laugh again, and I will breathe again, and I will work again, and I will see the goodness and the mercy of God manifest in my life. So, perplexed, but not in despair. You know, when I was in the army, like many of us in South Africa, and we used to stand guard, the worst time to stand guard was 2 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the morning. That was the coldest time, and in the winter especially. I used to hate those watch duty times. I mean, 2 o'clock is strong, 3 o'clock, it gets colder and colder and colder. And those uniforms in those days were designed, I think, to keep the cold in your bones. And I would stand there, cold, underfed, Because they only gave us a little bit of food. We were all thin. I wasn't like today. I was like this little stick because we had so little food, protein, etc. And I would pray just for the sun to come up. It's amazing what happens when you just see the first light, just the first ray of light, how much hope it gives you and how much it fills your soul with warmth and comfort that you may know the day is coming. And I want to say to each and every one of you viewing here today, you may be in a midnight hour. Maybe in your marriage you're in a crisis. Maybe with your children you're in a crisis. Maybe you are facing sickness or disease in your physical body. Maybe you don't know where the next meal is going to come from. I don't know. But I want to say to you that the day will come again. The daybreak is on its way. Hallelujah. I'll say it again. Weeping endures but for a moment, but joy comes in the morning if you believe it. Shout amen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So 2 Corinthians 4 verse 17, Paul says, this affliction is but for a moment. A moment is exactly that. It can be a short moment, it can be a longer moment. A chapter of a book is exactly that. Sometimes we have short chapters, sometimes we have long chapters. But the chapter is not the book. And neither is this season, this chapter, the defining moment of our lives. People say, well, there are people that have built their businesses for a lifetime and it's all going to come crashing down. No, it's not going to come crashing down. God's going to give you favor. God's going to give you wisdom. God's going to guide you. God's going to turn your stumbling blocks into stepping stones. He is your Lord. He is your guide. He is your Savior. He is your deliverer. He's going to help you walk through this in the name of Jesus. It may look like death, but David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Lord, you are with me. There it is, the game changer. That's what Paul knew. When he was locked down in prison, think about it. Think about what Paul went through in his life to be this great apostle. He was beaten, he was stoned, he was left for dead, he was shipwrecked, he was attacked by animals, he was robbed, he was mugged. Everything that could go wrong went wrong with this man as he pursued the purpose that God had for him. And finally, he's in lockdown, in prison. And there he gets the revelation of Christ in you, the hope of glory. And there he writes this glorious, we read 2/3 of the epistles Paul wrote whilst in lockdown. So circumstances can lock you down, but no one can lock your spirit down. Think about Joseph, another one in lockdown, betrayed by his family, abandoned by his friends. Eventually, he lands in prison, in lockdown. And it's there that the revelation comes, or the interpretation comes, of the dream that Pharaoh had. And that dream takes him to the palace in lockdown. I'm reminded of great evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. When he had his worst night, he recalls, and he says, I was having a crusade in Lesotho, and I was preaching my heart out, and nobody got saved. I climbed into bed that night, and I thought, Reinhard, you missed God. God is not with you. You've wasted your time in Africa that very night. When he was about to quit, God spoke to him, and God gave him a vision of Africa washed in the blood from Cape Town to Cairo, and God said, Africa shall be saved. You see, my dear friend, if your spirit is alive and vibrant, there is nothing in the world that can stop you from being who God called you to be. Think about John, the beloved, on the Isle Patmos. John, the one who used to lay on the chest of Jesus. The one, maybe, out of all the disciples who walked closest to Jesus. They tried to kill him, boiling him in a pot of oil. Eventually, they tried to get rid of him and put him in an island called Patmos. Locked down. Let's silence this great apostle, the apostle of love. And what happens? In lockdown, John gets the revelation of Jesus Christ, and he writes the final chapter for the church of Jesus, that there will come a time where Jesus will come again, and those of us, the Christians, the saints of God, will rule and reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years and then for eternity. Hallelujah. He gets the greatest revelation of them all in lockdown. What am I saying? I'm saying that your spirit man is alive, and I'm saying that I believe that God wants to commune with you and God wants to show you great and mighty things. So we have to shut the voice of fear and the voice of the world out. This is a time, I believe, where God is going to refresh many people spiritually, where God is going to revive dreams, where God even spoke to me. And I don't say this lightly, where God is going to prolong the lives of many of you, because some of you were heading in a place of disaster, and through this lockdown, God is bringing you back to Himself, and you are going to put things in place to take care of your physical body and take care of your mental disposition, and you will put things in right perspective. I believe it's a time, this lockdown, where the Holy Spirit will breathe upon the saints and talk to them again about their eternal purpose. Because what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and in the process loses himself? We've seen exactly what Solomon said. It's all vanity. It's a vapor. It's here today, gone tomorrow. So people run their whole lives. They neglect their families. They neglect their health. They neglect everything to make more money. And now suddenly we realize that things that are here today can be gone tomorrow. But the thing that can never be gone is your spirit man. You're an eternal being. And it is your spirit man that God communes to. And I believe what the prophet Amos said, the Lord does nothing unless He first reveals it to His servants, the prophets. I believe for those of you that draw closer to God, God is going to show you things. God's going to show you new, innovative ideas for ministry and for business. God's going to give you witty inventions. Spontaneous thoughts are going to come to you because you refuse for your spirit man to go into a shutdown mode. You are going to be vibrant. And as you draw closer to God in prayer, God's going to talk to you about your future. God's going to talk to you about politics. God's going to talk to you about church. God's going to talk to you about nations in the world. God's going to talk to you about songs. God's going to talk to you about a new sound of worship in the name of Jesus Christ, because they can beat you. They can shackle you. They can put you in the smallest prison. They cannot shut your spirit man down. And it is the spirit of man that sustains him in a time of difficulty. So I want to encourage you, each and every one of you, every viewer on TBN, One Gospel, every beautiful CRC member, the tens and tens of thousands watching today, I want to assure you of the love of God. That although you are in a lockdown, you can never be locked out of the love that God has for you. The Bible says nothing can separate you from the love of God. No persecution, no trial, no demon, no virus. Nothing can put you outside of the reach and the hand of God. God loves you. And that love that God has for you makes you more than a conqueror, Romans chapter 8 says. I'm persuaded, Paul says, that neither death, nor life, nor height, nor depth, nor principality, nor power, nor sickness, disease can separate you from the love of God. God's there with arms open wide, waiting for you to love you. This lockdown cannot lock you out of God's protection. I believe that God's going to protect and keep on protecting you as we walk wisely through this. When I initially posted and I said, we need to have faith, but also be wise, many people criticized and said, only have faith. No. Faith requires that we exercise wisdom in a godly manner. So we have to be wise when it comes to our genes. We have to become wise when it comes to our diet. But our faith is not in those things. Our faith is in the sovereign hand of God that is upon us in Jesus' name. Thirdly, this lockdown cannot lock you out of God's provision. I know many of you just watch the morning services, but we do a rebroadcast on purpose of our evening messages that I preached at the beginning of the year, because it is so relevant now that the Lord is my shepherd and He will lead me and He will guide me. And I've spoken about how to discern the voice of God, how God will guide you and lead you. I spoke to you about God's endless supply, how God will make a way where there is no way, how God is still the one who is able to sustain a nation, because God brought Israel out of Egypt, and the Bible says there was not one feeble among them. Oh, the naysayers and the haters will always criticize preachers who tell people that God loves them, and as a father, God will take care of your needs. I just echo the words of Jesus, who says in Luke chapter 12, don't worry about tomorrow, Don't worry about what you will eat and drink and what you will wear. The nations of the world worry about these things, but you have a Father. You have Jehovah. You have a God who loves you and cares about you. He says, don't worry about these things. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So even in this time, this lockdown, I'm not going to become me-minded. No. I'm going to share my bread with others. I'm going to share my clothes with others. I'm going to take care of other people. I'm going to exhort others. I'm going to encourage others. I'm going to be a blessing to others. I'm going to get busy with a purpose beyond myself. And as you reach out to others, God says, I'll take care of your needs. I want to encourage Christians everywhere. Continue to support your churches. It's amazing. I sat in a meeting with the president and other leaders, and one of the government officials said, well, churches don't need money. Okay? So all the people that work at CRC, they don't need to be paid? I mean, really? Be faithful where God has planted you. Because in the good seasons, that pastor was there preaching his heart out in the town hall, in the township, and he made sure you were well fed. And now that you maybe cannot get to that church because of social distancing, or the pastor does not have the opportunity to be on television or on social media, don't put him out of your mind. Send your tithe, send your offering to the house where God has planted you, and continue to be a blessing, because God's kingdom must continue after this lockdown. For those of you that are faithful, God bless you. Because as you sow, you are preparing the harvest for your future. Your future. This is a new day. And while people look at this day in a negative way, I don't. Because in times of turmoil, that's when new things are about to be birthed. That's a time for innovation, a time for creativity. That's a time where God will reveal things to those who seek Him. That's a time to see what nobody else is seeing. I want to encourage you. Lockdown, not knocked out. Because God is with you, and God is for you, and God is in you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you receive the word of the Lord this morning, give Him a praise right where you are and say with your mouth, I believe my future is bright in Jesus' name. The best years of my life are ahead of me in Jesus' name. And I'm not going to be defined by this one chapter. I'm believing God that the next chapter will be a better chapter, and that God will take me from the bitter waters of Marah. God is going to take me to the sweet waters of Elam in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe it, say amen and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. 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 Good things are heading your way. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe it. Declare it. Hold on to your spirit of faith and walk to your destiny, single-minded, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you today in the name of Jesus Christ that you make all things beautiful and you make all things new. And I thank you all over this country, wherever people who are facing real challenges, that today, Holy Spirit, you come as the comforter, as the strengthener, as the helper, as the lifter. Oh, Jesus, you are the glory and the lifter of our heads. And I thank you today that you lift your people, that you lift their hearts, that although people are in a lockdown, that their spirits will be more vibrant and more alive than ever. Come now, Holy Spirit, and let your release and your anointing and your revelation flood the hearts of your servants. In the name of Jesus, we're going to spend a moment just in worship as the Holy Spirit comes. Wherever you are, just lift your hands and we're going to worship Him for a moment in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the darkness of the valley, I will not be afraid. Even when these fears surround me, You are guiding my steps in the beauty of the meadow. I will praise you all day, no matter what the season. You are guiding my steps, no matter what the season.
I want to tell you this morning that God loves you, that Jesus loves you, that God is committed to you, that 2,000 years ago God sent His Son to die for you. And I want to tell you today that no matter where you are, no matter what you have done, that Jesus loves you and Jesus cares about you. And there is nothing you can do that will ever make God stop loving you. This is a time to turn back to Him and to give your all to Jesus Christ. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses himself? Well, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid the price for your sin. And this morning, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what you've done. It matters what you might do with this moment as you open your heart and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Maybe you say, Pastor, at one time I served God, but I've grown cold and I've wandered away from Him. Then I want you to come back to God, like the prodigal son. There's nothing that stops you but you yourself. God is waiting for you with open arms. All you have to do is open your heart and give yourself back to Jesus. Maybe you sit there today and you say, I used to be an on-fire Christian for God. I've wandered away from Him. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to come back. Then I want to pray for you as well. God is a God of new beginnings. God is a God of another chance. His grace and His mercy is available for you today. As you come and you give yourself back to Jesus Christ, I want you to put your hand on your heart if that is your desire, wherever you are today, right where you are, and pray this prayer right now. Say, Lord Jesus, today I give myself back to You. I believe You are the Christ. I believe You died for my sin. I believe You rose from the grave. I believe You are alive. Today, I open my heart and I invite You, Jesus Christ, to take Your rightful place, to be my Lord and Savior, to wash me in Your blood. Thank You for forgiveness of all my sin. Thank You for accepting me into Your family as Your child. I'm born again. I'm home. I'm brand new. I'm forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And the Bible says the angels in heaven rejoice because of that decision you made. Please write us and tell us about this decision. We want to send you a Bible. We want to connect with you. Maybe you can join one of our online home cells. Nobody should go through this lockdown alone. You need people on your left and your right to encourage you, to inspire you, and to pray with you. Be assured of God's love. Be assured of our commitment to see you grow into maturity to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. I want to thank TBN and One Gospel for allowing us to broadcast this program all over South Africa and Africa. I want to thank each and every one of you for watching. I am missing you tremendously. 5 Sundays already and we have not been together. But I know when we get together again in all our churches across South Africa, there will be many, many more people that will join us because the purpose of God cannot stop. God bless you. Make this world a better place. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.